Welcome to the Walt Weekly Podcast with your host, Walter Latham Sr., and co-host, Michelle Sweeney McCombs. Today's segment, we have two wonderful ladies joining us. They're centered in the historic St. George District of Staten Island, just steps from the iconic Staten Island Ferry, the St. George Theater, which was the most magnificent theater on Staten Island. The builder, Salomon Brill, of the Isle Theatrical Company, broke ground on a beautiful 2,800-seat venue in August of 1928, and the doors opened December 4th, 1929, a year later. So today we have two young ladies. In 2004, Mrs. Rosemary Capozzalo, their mom, with her daughters Luann Sorrentino and Doreen Cugno, started a not-for-profit organization to save this historical theater from being torn down. Mrs. Rosemary, a prominent dance educator, donated her life savings, over $1 million, to the organization and saved the St. George Theater with the support of the community, business leaders, elected officials, and their board of directors. A white elephant was transformed into a beautiful, thriving, majestic theater for Staten Island and all of New York City to enjoy. Please welcome Luann and Doreen to the Walt Weekly.
Hello, ladies. Welcome, Luann and Doreen of the St. George Theater. First question I have for you, can you tell us about yourselves and your mother, the late Mrs. Rosemary Capozzalo, before St. George Theater?
Sure. So in 1959, Mrs. Rosemary's dance studio was established. She was newly married, a young mom, and needed to bring in some extra income. So she decided to teach the neighborhood children dance. She rented out the American Legion post in South Beach. It was $1 a lesson. She had about 46 students the first year. And the rest is history. Each year it grew and grew, becoming one of the largest dance studios on the East Coast. And all three of her daughters, we went on to follow in her footsteps, with Bachelor of Fine Arts in dance and performing experience and taking over and continuing with her legacy.
That's amazing. That's amazing. $1 a lesson. Wow.
Yeah.
So what was the inspiration to start the nonprofit organization to save the historic St. George Theater, and why?
Our mom grew up in this theater, and she has such fond memories, and she loved sharing the stories, how she used to come here with her brothers, and they used to watch the double features, and the theater really had a great life to the 70s, and then it fell on hard times. We were able to get here in the 90s to host one of the dance recitals, because for many years, our mom did have her dance recitals in here in the 50s and 60s, especially, and part of the 70s. And when we came in the 90s, it was in bad shape. I mean, there were no seats on the first floor. We had to bring in our own lighting system. We had to rent chairs. We had to bring in an AC system. Only part of the electrical was working in the building. And we never came back since then, you know, back in the 90s. It was 1 year. But in any case, it was padlocked for close to 3 decades. We heard that they were donating the theater to local nonprofits, and they all said no thank you. So we reached out, you know, and then we never came back into the theater. The developer approached my mom in 2003 about purchasing the theater, and it was a $5 million sticker price, and we knew we couldn't afford it nor run it as a for-profit business. A few months later, we find out that they were trying to donate it to the city of New York and to a local college, and they said, no, thank you. So then we reached out to them again. I found this information. I gave it to my mom. She called the developer, and he said, well, if you're a nonprofit organization, we could donate it to you. You would just have to take on a $500,000 mortgage. So my mom said, I can get a loan for $500,000. Let's do it. So we established a nonprofit organization. We went to the bank to get a loan, to find out a bank would not give us a loan. And my mother was very well respected in the business world on Staten Island, had no problem getting loans. Now all of a sudden, no one wants the theater as collateral. So she had to put up her home for collateral to get that $500,000 mortgage. And then she used her life savings to start the restoration. No one believed in us in the beginning. No one thought three ladies who dance instructors were going to save the St. George Theater, because there were many attempts in the past. You know, and you speak to Brian Leland, the chairman of our board, but at the time, you know, executive editor of the Staten Island Advance, his story, you know, the first few months was three ladies, many men made attempts. You know, here, there's our struggle as a woman, right? That they didn't believe three women could save the St. George Theater. And of course, we proved them wrong. But it took a village. It really did. I'd say within the first 6 months, we were orphaned. And then after that, the community, the elected officials started to work with us. And that's where we say it takes a village. The rest is history. If it wasn't for the elected officials and all their support, we wouldn't be able to restore. What people are not familiar with is that they see all our headline shows and they see the seats all full, but they don't realize that the artist gets 85 or 90% of the box office, and we have to survive about 15%. And we do, but we can't restore with that money. You know, that's just to maintain the building. Right. So we truly rely on our elected officials for their generosity, allowing us to continue with our mom's vision, right back in 2003 and 2004. And we're embarking on our 20th year now. It's amazing.
That's incredible. Yeah. You just answered one of the questions that I had. I wanted to know how challenging it was as women in this industry with the history of the theater. That's amazing. So you accomplish your goals quickly in a short time.
I don't know. It doesn't feel quickly to us. Lynn, does it feel quick to you?
No, I think it's been a long haul.
It's a long haul.
In the beginning. Yeah, yeah. I think in the beginning, yeah, it was a lot of struggles.
We were orphans. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
They would pat us on the back and they'd say, oh, good luck. And then they'd walk away. I think they'd cheer us on from a distance. They were afraid to partner with us in the beginning, afraid that we'd fail. They didn't believe in us. I think we really had to prove ourselves.
Right.
And get through all the obstacles. You know, we came through with flying colors, but I think it was a long haul. I mean, now we're proud to say that we get, you know, city, state, and federal funding with our local foundations, support from our community, all our elected officials.
That's one thing about Staten Island. The community is so helpful. I noticed that because I'm originally from Brooklyn, but I did notice within the communities and other organizations, you all link up together to support each other as well, which I think is a phenomenon.
We do. And most recently in the past few years, you could see the beautiful interior restoration that's taking place. And that's really because of the generosity of Assemblyman Mike Cusack, Charles Fall, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, and our borough president, Vito Fisella.
That's right.
You know, we couldn't do it without them.
That's right.
You know, and it's been like that ongoing now for, you know, the first year. We weren't receiving funding, so I could say, you know, it's over 18 years we're receiving funding, and we're grateful for it. And it's, you're talking the new seats in the building, you know, the new rigging system, the marquee, the front entrance. We're putting a new roof and facade project on. We're kicking that off soon. Our council members, David Carr, right, Joe Borelli, Camilla Hanks, right now they're so instrumental in the success, you know, and strangely enough, we need their support. It's amazing.
It takes,
you know,
a village.
We truly need their support.
It definitely takes a village.
It takes a village. Yeah.
And you ladies started that village, and now you have so many family members of that village helping out. And I think it's a wonderful thing. I think you ladies and your mom, rest in peace, deserve the utmost respect and any type of award. There's nothing compared to what you...
Thank you.
Thanks. We had a great mentor and teacher and friend. Our mother was the most loving, caring, strict, of course, growing up, you know, but we couldn't have asked for a better mentor.
And what a fun life that is, dancing.
It was, yes.
Yeah, how phenomenal is that to grow up doing that with your mom? Like, that's such a great thing to do.
Yeah. Music and dance filled our home.
Right.
And filled
right.
our lives.
Yeah. It makes you happy when
Absolutely.
You're dancing and
singing.
And It is a blessing. Yeah. It is a blessing. It truly is. So I want to get into some projects in the community that you've collaborated with. What inspired the collaboration with the Staten Island University Hospital and Tracy Morgan?
Well, community support and partnerships, they're an integral part of the success of the St. George Theater, you know, and Staten Island is such so community-based and such a strong community. We've built strong relationships with our local hospitals, our banks, corporations, and charities, and it enables us to continue with our mission. But it was the hospital that had the relationship with Tracy Morgan, and they raised the funds for the hospital at the St. George Theater, and we were happy to partner with them and be a part of that.
That was phenomenal. That was phenomenal. Yes. It, yeah. it raised over $200,000, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Amazing. And they're working on the next one right now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Tracy hospital was very committed. Happy with that.
Yeah. Tracy is committed to helping Staten Island University Hospital, Northwell, on Staten Island, which is great. And we've been working with the hospital for many years. They've been very, very supportive of our efforts. And giving to us, and
yes.
The least we could do is, you know, host their fundraiser here.
Right, and it was fun. I was able to attend the
yes.
fundraiser show, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. And you also referred me to do Tracy Morgan's grooming mm-hmm. for his
yes.
interview with the follow up after that when they started the construction. It's
yeah.
almost done at this point. It was amazing, you know, and I appreciate you guys for that.
Oh,
so,
you're welcome.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
Thank you.
We appreciate
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
You're amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate you. So the St. George Theater has sponsored a lot of events in the community. How important is it for you all, the St. George Theater, on behalf of your mom's memory, to give back also into the community? Outside of collaborating with the Staten Island University Hospital, you do attend other events, you sponsor other events. You're always in the community. So that I'm sure is extremely important to you guys. How important, or what was your most memorable event? I know you have a lot, you know, that's hard to choose from, but mm-hmm. what is your most memorable event at the St. George Theater?
You know, I think, I love this question for a few reasons. First of all, people always commend us on the great events that we put on, the great shows that we bring in. But really what we are most proud of is our community involvement, our summer outreach program, our educational series. They have made such an impact through the years. I really feel that we've inspired and motivated and changed the lives of through these programs of so many children. Just our summer outreach program alone, we teach 65 children, all about dance and theater and the arts. And each year there's a theme and a literacy component. And it's amazing how much they learn through fun and the arts. We finish with a great show on the stage, inviting their friends and families, all the elected officials and sponsors of the programs. And sometimes you don't realize the impact that it makes, that they may have that little desire in them and you bring that out and they continue in the field of the arts and entertainment. Somehow. And it's just amazing. That's what we're proud of. Our educational series, the school buses that drive up to see a school show, all the local schools, the Board of Education, all the Catholic schools on Staten Island, they come, they see their class trips, they come see a great show at the theater with their school buses. They come in, they marvel at the architecture and the theater, how beautiful it is.
That's amazing.
They skip in and they skip out smiling.
Which I think is great, because I know in the public school system, they had taken away a lot of arts and music unless you're at a performing arts school. I know some of the schools
yeah.
did not focus on that. So, you know, that is phenomenal that you ladies have this program within the St. George Theater
yeah.
in the community. I think that is so yeah. amazing.
And even with COVID, yeah. that all was on pause. And now it's back. Class trips are
right.
back.
And right. thriving.
And driving.
They sure
they're
are.
Doing better
teachers
now than they
really
did.
Really want their children to see what the St. George Theater is about. They truly do.
It's such right. a great way to introduce them to the beautiful world of theater.
I know.
And it's a wonderful thing on Staten Island, because I don't hear of this in Brooklyn. When I moved here, I was so grateful that we did move here, because my son wasn't exposed to the things that he got exposed to here on the island that he didn't get in Brooklyn. So See? It was definitely a big thing. Yeah, it's more community related out here. Definitely. Yeah. That's why he is who he is today. My son, for the opportunities that they had out here.
That's right.
So we have some exciting events coming up for you. What is next for the St. George Theater? Can you tell us about?
Well, on March 24th, we'll be celebrating our, actually, we're embarking on our 20th year of the St. George Theater Restoration, Inc. opening. But it's the 93rd anniversary for the historic St. George Theater that opened up in 1929. We celebrate in grand style with the benefit concert. And this year, we have the iconic Dionne Warwick here that we're really excited about. And then we have, and we're hoping to fill the room with 1,900 patrons to come see the concert. And then prior to the show, prior to Dionne Warwick taking the stage, we do a Georgie Award presentation. And that's when we want to celebrate and highlight folks in the community that have added to the success of the St. George Theater. Last year, we honored Kevin Mannix, the owners of the ShopRite on Staten Island, because he's been so instrumental and for over a decade. And this year, we're honoring Jeff and Sanjay, and they are the owners of Evergreen Architectural Arts and Cube Construction Services. And these men with their organizations have been here since 2018, painstakingly restoring the whole interior, starting with the front entrance vestibule, the grand lobby, the mezzanine lobby, underneath the circle seating, above, upstairs, on the balcony, the back wall they did. And it's amazing how these companies are national and global companies, and they're here on a weekly basis to make sure that everything that their team is doing is A1, you know, as they say. It gives us great pleasure to really honor these gentlemen and their organizations, because the theater really is shining once again because of their unique talents. And for example, Evergreen Architectural Arts restores cathedrals and venues of our nature around the world. And they're here working on the St. George Theater. And you have to say, it really is shining.
Yes, it's a beautiful theater, Walter. You must take
it. It is. I'm going to step off 1 second.
Yes, we can still.
You can keep talking.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it's a beautiful theater.
That's just one of our principal fundraisers for the year. And with the gala, afterwards, Dionne Warwick takes the stage. Our guests, who are the sponsors and the gala patrons, are treated to a fabulous after party with the DJ and over 30, 35 local restaurants donate and participate in setting up tables as our restaurant sponsors. And everyone is well fed that night. They all serve their signature dishes, and they're there to mingle and meet our patrons. And a really fun way to finish out the evening.
Right. After a wonderful concert with Dionne Warwick, that's amazing.
Yes.
You've had some wonderful artists to attend a lot of your events, and this one is...
Absolutely. And after a night of that great music, you don't want to just leave. You want the adrenaline's going, the excitement, the energy is there. So now they step out, and it's three levels of great food, drinks, and music.
Right. And downstairs, they have a new area called the VG Lounge.
So we have a new VG Lounge, which adds to the audience experience. And this is named after the Vincent Crapuzzo Foundation. And this enables the audience to be able to come into the theater, access the lounge 90 minutes before the show. Doors normally don't even open until 60 minutes before the show. But if you're part of the VG Lounge, you get to enjoy it 90 minutes prior to the show, where you have a cash bar, you have a coat check, private restrooms, lounge seating. It's very comfortable, alleviates all the lines from the lobbies. And then you can come back down at intermission and enjoy the peace and quiet and the privacy, as well as after the show as well. So it really is a wonderful addition.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice.
And you have access to this through different membership levels, Or when you're purchasing, at time of purchase for your tickets, you'll see there's a link that you can click on for an additional cost, and that will gain you access to the lounge.
That's amazing. So I want to hit on something else real quick. They had an amazing toy drive during Christmas, yes. And I helped with that. And when I tell you, I've never seen so many toys in my life. The organizations, yes. It was five organizations, correct, that came to pick up all of the toys that were donated. And that was just a phenomenal thing to see how much the community is so into family, children, community. It's just amazing what you ladies do, how you do it. And the golf outing is every year in October. That's something else to see as well. It was such a fun day. The energy was so high. And the donations that came in were incredible. So congratulations to you ladies on that as well.
Thank you. We loved spending the day with you, Michelle. You were great. You were with us the whole day. Let me tell you, you added sunshine.
I tell you, I was an energy, but I was a bunny running all over the place. But by the time I got home, I was under the bed. But it was
exhausting day.
All of us. Right. But we leave on a high, but we leave exhausted. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's amazing,
yes.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
That
is
a fun day.
Phenomenal.
Golf, so tennis, and bocce.
Right. I don't think I'm going to attend. I was thinking about attending that golf event. But if I go, every time I hit my ball, I'd be asking Michelle, did you see my ball? Can you help me find my ball? She'd be distracted. So I don't want to
I'll
do
be
that.
Distracted from my duties, right?
Yeah. You.
You'd have to come play bocce then. Bocce is more social than, although they do get serious on the court there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
It's definitely more social game.
That's right.
Right.
I have one question.
It was great. Along with all of the food, it was a great event.
I do have one question, though. Mm-hmm. In terms of being designated a landmark, have you been designated a landmark, or are you pursuing that?
Great, great question. We're designated to be landmarked. We are not yet. We're working with the elected officials right now, because in order for us to restore, continue with our restoration and all these projects, it is less red tape. And the savings are significant if we were landmarked. So we are designated to be landmarked. It's not happening yet, but eventually we will. And believe me, they're here all the time, and they know that we have our hearts in the right place. They couldn't ask for, better bodyguards here than Luann and I to make sure that this theater is shining once again to its original splendor. So,
wonderful.
Excellent.
We're not yet.
Excellent.
We are designated, though. Yes.
Okay. I see the groundwork has been laid. It's just a matter of process.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
That's amazing. Okay. So, my final question, ending, ladies, can you tell our audience where to find you, where to make donations, and how to attend an event?
Yes. So, you can find us at www.stgeorgetheater.com. Make sure it says official website next to it, where you could gather all your information and learn about all the wonderful shows we have coming up. I mean, we have the Smithereens, we have the Commodores, we have Howie Mandel, Hot Tuna, the list goes on. David Foster and Catherine Mafia coming this spring, Air Supply.
Chicago.
Chicago.
My favorite. I'm definitely going to be there for that one.
Yes.
I may make that one.
And we have more shows we're even booking now. We're going to announce next week. So check out our season of entertainment here. I'm sure there's something for everyone. You could also, we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Our box office hours, if you wanted to come to the theater, would be Tuesday to Friday from 12 to 5. Either, you could come to the box office or you can call, which is 718-442-2900. So that's our doors are always open. You could check us out online. And
you could donate online as well.
Yes, you could donate online as well. We have a support page, many ways that you could support our efforts. And
sign up for our gala as well online.
Yes, yes. Oh, something else new we're doing with some of our family shows is that we're offering sensory-friendly shows. So, for example, The Wizard of Oz, we have coming in on April 23rd. It's a live performance. And great. We have two shows. The 1 o'clock show is for family members that have, you know, children or adults with that are on the spectrum, with autism or Down syndrome, and sensory friendly, meaning that the lights aren't as intense, the sound isn't as intense, because a lot of folks that are on the spectrum have sensory issues. So we're now offering a sensory friendly show a few times a year to family members.
That is great because I have my sisters with a guild for exceptional children. I would definitely let them know that.
Yeah, the one. Amazing. So now on that Sunday, the 1 o'clock show is for the sensory friendly. Then the 5 o'clock is the general admission one for everyone. And we did it for Willy Wonka back in November, and it really worked out good. And then for the December, our first show that Thursday night, we do it as well. So that's something
amazing.
You know, we're doing more of. Yeah, I'm proud of it too. Yeah,
I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah. Aw, thanks.
Happy to be with you too. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Okay. So that's it. Visit our website, www.stgeorgetheater.com.
Yes.
Learn more about us. And call us anytime. We're here.
Yes.
Come
visit
us. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us, allowing us to share our story.
We're privileged. We're honored.
We
admire y'all guys. Okay. All right. Just in closing, y'all guys know that we'll go through the editing process, and the show will be published this coming Sunday at 3 p.m. And it will be published on all the wherever you get your podcasts, you can find the Walt Weekly podcast. Okay.
We'll
but Michelle will be in close contact with y'all guys anyway.
And now, do you have a link you could send us to?
Yes, we will. I will send it to you. Yes. And I'm going to tag all your social media pages when I post it as well.
Okay.
That's great.
We should mention one more thing, if we can.
Yes.
About our village. So, you know, we have an amazing village, and we couldn't do it without our board of directors, led by Brian Leyline, and everyone on our board, and our staff. We have the most amazing A-team staff here. They're all dedicated and passionate and bright and so giving. And, you know, we couldn't do it without our board and staff. That's where it takes. Where we say we need a village, and all our friends that join our committees, our fundraising committees, and the patrons. That's our village.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So if you could get that in, can you squeeze that in somewhere? Yeah.
Oh, it's in.
We're recording it. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Recorded.
Absolutely.
Still recording.
I'll make sure we're in with that, no doubt.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Doreen and Luann. You guys are gems. God bless your mom, Ms. Rosemary. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And, I will definitely be coming to the dance studio just to check it out and also giving referrals for you guys. So appreciate you both.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to make that golf outing, guys. I'm going to try.
Great. We would love that.
And Dionne Warwick, we'll see you. We'll be dancing to Dionne Warwick music.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that one.
Awesome.
Looking
fantastic.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right, ladies. We know you're busy, so take care.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
bye tonight.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Okay, now. Have a good night.
Thank you.